Coming up on the British TV watchlist.
Fans may grumble, but they also know the show thrives on change. It's less about losing Sydney or Will and more about watching Geordie adapt to a new partner.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
Hi there, it's Michael T. Thanks for joining us. You know that moment when you're deep into a show, you've got your favorite character, you know their quirks, their rhythms, their personality, and then all of a sudden, they're gone. It's like walking into your favorite cafe and finding a stranger behind the counter. Same coffee, same chairs, but you can't help but think, wait, whatever happened to... British dramas, really all TV, are masters of this emotional roller coaster. They build characters we fall in love with, then pull the rug out from under us. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it refreshes the story. Sometimes it does both at once. Today, we're talking about those big moments when a major character leaves and someone new steps in. For nearly a decade, Shetland was defined by Douglas Henshall's D.I. Jimmy Perez. He wasn't the kind of detective who stormed into rooms and cracked jokes. Perez was steady, thoughtful, and deeply rooted in the islands. I like the character because he felt real. He's a man's man, someone who's shaped by the landscape and the community. And he wasn't afraid to do his job, even when it might make life difficult for acquaintances. So when Henshall announced he was leaving after season 7, viewers, like me, braced themselves. One fan wrote on social media, "No Perez, no Shetland. I can't imagine the show without him." Another person said, "Perez is Shetland. This is heartbreaking." Enter Ashley Jensen in season 8 as D.I. Ruth Calder. Calder isn't Perez. She's sharper, more direct, and she carries the energy of someone who spent years in London before returning home. Jensen herself admitted that transition could have, quote, gone one way or another. At first, fans were skeptical. Hello reported that many had very strong reactions when Jensen was announced. But once season 8 aired, some softened. Quote, "I miss Perez, but Calder is growing on me. She's different, but the show still feels like Shetland." The story here isn't just about a character swap. It's about how Shetland managed to honor Perez's legacy while opening the door to something new. It also really helped that the role of Alison McIntosh, played by Alison O'Donnell, was given a promotion and more responsibility during the transition to a new detective inspector. Fans even campaigned for Tosh to take over as DI. That tells you how beloved she is. My take? It is what it is. I liked Jimmy Perez. I like Ruth Calder. They're different, and they're both good detectives. The producers have given Calder a rich backstory. There's a lot to play with there, and I think they've integrated her well into the show, right alongside Tosh. I continue to watch and enjoy Shetland. Few exits hit harder than Nicola Walker's Cassie Stewart in Unforgotten. Across 4 seasons, Cassie and Sonny Khan, played by Sanjeev Bhaskar, became one of TV's most beloved detective duos. Cassie's death at the end of season 4 wasn't just a plot twist, it was devastating. Fans flooded Twitter with grief. One wrote, "I feel like I've lost a friend." Another said, "Unforgotten without Cassie? Impossible." When Sinead Keenan joined in season 5 as DCI Jessica Jesse James, she faced that impossible, stepping into a space fans felt belonged to Cassie. Keenan herself joked, "What idiot is going to follow Nicola Walker?" The show leaned into that tension. Jesse wasn't meant to replace Cassie's personality. She was written as someone different, someone who clashed with Sonny before finding her footing. That friction gave the series a fresh spark. It mirrored what we were going through as viewers of the show. Creator Chris Lang even admitted he expected fans to resist. Quote, "Viewers won't be instantly smitten with Jesse, and that's fine. It should take time." The most important scene for me happens in season 5, episode 1. Jess's husband admits he's having an affair. And he does this in the morning, just as Jess is leaving for work on her first day as the new DCI. Imagine carrying that secret into the office while everyone's judging your every move. Jess put on a brave face. She completely hides it from her new coworkers, and the crew at work is immediately put off by her, but they have no idea.
I literally start my new job 54 minutes. How could you do this?
I'm really sorry. Like I said, love...
Don't call me love.
Okay, well, I've got to go. I missed my train.
You're not seriously still going?
Oh, I've got to go. It's a massive client.
No. You need to tell me who, and you need to tell me why.
I'll call you this evening.
No, okay. You're not going. No,
please. Jesse. Jess.
Oh, we have much at least.
Jess, please let me go.
I believe this not-so-subtle facet of Jess's life was discarded by a lot of viewers. I saw online that people were hating the new character, but if you consider what Jess is experiencing at home, it allows room for empathy in her workplace. It's subtle and genius. Unforgotten continues to shine. Hey, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you actually bought towels for your home, your bathroom? If it's been a while, why don't you consider CozyEarth.com? Check out their soft, plush, absorbent, comfortable bedding and bath. And they even have some clothing for your entire family. It's cozy, breathable sheets, fabrics that enhance softness. Every inch of your skin will appreciate it. We've partnered with CozyEarth.com. This helps us with a commission. You get to support the British TV watch list. And what's really in it for you is you get the best discount available at CozyEarth.com. 41% off your purchase today. CozyEarth.com. All you have to do is apply the promo code BTVW1, as in British TV watch list 1. BTVW1. Use that promo code and get 41% off at CozyEarth.com. If Shetland and Unforgotten were about single replacements, Grantchester is about a revolving door of vicars. James Norton started as Sidney Chambers, the jazz-loving clergyman who solved crimes with D.I. Geordie Keating. Norton left after season 3, and Tom Brittany stepped in as Reverend Will Davenport. Will brought a different energy, younger, more modern, more conflicted. Fans adjusted, and the show kept rolling. Then, in season 9, Brittany departed, and Rishi Nair arrived as Reverend Alfie Cotterham. Fans were emotional. GB News reported viewers were saying, "Not the same," and "Heartbreaking to lose Will." But others warmed quickly. "Alfie is a breath of fresh air. He's different, but I'm intrigued." What's fascinating here is how Grantchester has turned replacement into tradition. Fans may grumble, but they also know the show thrives on change. It's less about losing Sidney or Will and more about watching Geordi adapt to a new partner. That right there is key. The centerpiece of the show might be the vicar, but the anchor of Grantchester is Geordi. It's a role that is masterfully done by Robson Green. Right alongside Grantchester with the revolving door of stars is Death in Paradise. Since 2011, the tropical mystery series has cycled through detectives like clockwork. Ben Miller as D.I. Richard Poole in seasons 1 and 2. Chris Marshall as D.I. Humphrey Goodman in seasons 3 through 6. Ardal O'Hanlon as D.I. Jack Mooney in seasons 6 through 9. Ralph Little as D.I. Neville Parker, seasons 9 through 13. And now Don Gillette as D.I. Mervyn Wilson, introduced in the 2024 Christmas special. Each detective arrives from Britain, struggles with island life, and eventually wins over the locals and the audience. Fans often resist at first. One wrote, "I don't want to see the back of Ralph Little. He's my favorite." Another said after Don Gillette's debut, "He's blunt, a bit of a diva, but iconic." I don't know if the producers intended it that way from the start, but we've come to expect a change. We know another detective will eventually arrive. Now let's talk about Silent Witness. This show has been running since 1996. Its original lead, Amanda Burton, played Dr. Sam Ryan for the first 8 seasons. She was the heart of the show, the forensic pathologist who guided viewers through grisly cases. When Burton left in 2004, fans wondered if the series could survive. Enter Emilia Fox as Dr. Nikki Alexander. Nikki wasn't a copy of Sam. She was younger, more emotionally open, and she grew into the role over time. Fans eventually embraced her. What's remarkable is how Silent Witness didn't just survive the change, it thrived. Now, to be honest, I couldn't get into Silent Witness when I first started with Season 1, Episode 1. I jumped ahead to when Nikki joined the crew at the Lyle Center. Later episodes of longer-running shows are always more palatable from a production value perspective. Now, it's a staple. If you want a masterclass in character replacement, look no further than Spooks, or MI5 in the U.S. This spy drama ran for 10 seasons, and it was ruthless about swapping out leads. Matthew McFadden's Tom Quinn was the original anchor, but he left after season 2. Rupert Penry Jones stepped in as Adam Carter. Later, Richard Armitage joined as Lucas North. Each time, fans worried the show would collapse. Each time, it kept going. The trick with Spooks was that danger was built into the DNA. Characters could die at any moment. Viewers learned to expect turnover. One fan said, quote, "The lack of script immunity was shocking. You never knew who would survive." Fans still shudder at the infamous deep fat fryer scene in season 1, proof that Spooks wasn't afraid to kill off characters brutally. That unpredictability made replacements feel natural. And then there's Professor T, which delivered one of the most shocking exits in recent memory. Detective Lisa Donkers, played by Emma Naomi, had been with the series since the very beginning. She wasn't just another supporting character, she was the emotional anchor of the team, the one who grounded Professor Jasper Tempest's eccentric brilliance with warmth, humanity, and a touch of humor. And her on-and-off relationship with fellow detective Dan Winters was on the upswing. So when the season 3 finale ended with Lisa's death, it hit like a gut punch. I was stunned. I kept thinking, no, 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 no. Social media lit up with disbelief. "It can't be true," one viewer wrote, while another called the finale nail-biting and devastating. For many, Lisa had become the heart of the show, and losing her felt personal. That decision wasn't random. Emma Naomi had chosen to leave the series, and the writers opted for a bold, definitive exit rather than quietly writing her out. By killing her off, they gave the finale a raw, emotional weight that underscored the risks of police work and reshaped the series going forward. The effect was immediate. Professor T himself, usually so detached, was shaken. The team dynamic shifted, leaving space for new characters and storylines. But fans continued to mourn Lisa's absence. Ben Miller, who plays Tempest, admitted the twist was, quote, "really, really sad," acknowledging how much her loss would change the show. It was a reminder that replacements and exits aren't always smooth transitions. Sometimes they're brutal. Sometimes they hurt. Lisa's death wasn't just a plot twist. It was a scar the show still carries. I would argue I still carry it too. So what did we learn from all of this? Replacements are tough. Fans resist. Social media explodes. But when done right, they keep shows alive. Audiences may kick and scream at first, but replacements often breathe new life into a series. One fan summed it up perfectly after Ashley Jensen's debut in Shetland. Quote, "I didn't want to like her, but now I can't wait to see where she takes the show." Characters may leave, but the stories keep going, and sometimes the new face becomes the reason we stick around. Before we go, I want to say hello to our listeners in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, Berea, Kentucky, and Perth, Australia. Wherever you are, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. And remember, you can support us directly on our Patreon site. You can also support us by shopping at CozyEarth.com and using our promo code BTVW1 to get 41% off your bedding, bath, and home goods. Thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.